The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
Hey guys, it's another episode of the Fat Signal. Today we're going to be talking about what games we would essentially copycat or rip off, inspired by the events in January with Pal World.
Let's get this beat going.
Look at the bottom. We're recording. The link's there. Jump in. Yeah, this can't find the link. This off is most in a mother sink.
Can we get into that real quick?
I ain't got shit to say, bro.
Wait a minute. No. We're season two.
Before we get into it, wait. While we're waiting for Roth, can we do some videos, the previews while we're waiting for Roth to get into this?
How are we a season two in? Like, we've done this shit, like, how many times? What does he mean? Where's the link?
Wait, he said, where's the link? No way. You're f***ing with me. You know what's funny is that it's the same link each week. Like, it doesn't change.
You put it out there for courtesy's sake.
Yeah.
Who is the man that needs Roth and Tim, or Tim needs Josh and he needs them?
Roth!
Right out. Josh, play some of those videos that me and Tim came across today, bro.
Dude, we were having so much fun with these. Ace Vane is a genius.
Shout out to Ace Vane. You're the man, bro.
Play one of the first ones he sent.
Oh my God. This can't be real. I'm here to save the globe. Robin. I deal with the threats humans can't control. Oh, you know God. That my story is the greatest told. I could lift up a tractor at 8 years old.
Oh,
super speed, no, I could never take it slow. I could fly, but on beats, I was made to float. I came to the planet and gave it hope. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Gave it hope. Bad and soup's the world finest. That's brave and bold. Bad and soup's the world finest. That's...
Dude, what the?
He opens.
You never seen that? You never seen
that?
No,
that's like, you know, when you go to school and you hear like them playing educational rap. This is like low key what it feels like.
Bro, you're tripping. That shit is funny as.
I can't blame Josh quite yet. It hasn't gotten to like. It's just starting to get funny. It's just happening because we saw a clip of this. We saw like the middle where Superman's coming in and going in, but this Batman part, braving the what? What the?
Braving the what? Braving the what?
Voice.
Braving the what? What's Robin doing?
Oh my God. I didn't even notice Robin he was in there. This,
Robin in this is amazing. Comedic.
Robin is amazing comedic. He's like, how you just gonna take over my daddy's song like this?
Go to where Superman starts.
Brave and the whack.
What?
Yeah, it's the brave and bold. I came from a planet, now ashes and pieces. A fetus to Phoenix.
Fetus
they thought
to
I was
Phoenix.
Jesus, but closer to Moses, you study my thesis. I live in the zenith. You pull a heater on me, you're not much of a genius. Your shooting is useless, like hands with no fingers.
Okay, yeah, I take that back.
Bars.
I take that back. That was decent.
Yeah. No, once Superman hits, dude,
yeah.
he goes nuts.
Superman hits.
Oh, man, that was pretty decent.
I fly
decent.
Around with an S on my chest. Krypton is my family crest.
Right here.
You ain't heard shit yet.
Right here when he starts the Venus line. Just play.
Just play.
Unless you're a wizard, no Gilbert Arenas. You're dealing with someone that can't live arenas.
Wait,
run that back. We're talking Lucinas. Justice is blind, but that bitch can see us. Me and the bat, the ultimate team up. Part of my fortress, you can't lift my key up.
I'm always
in play with my knee up.
I look
away and
that
shit might just heat up. I'm in the gym and I'm lifting with Kia.
I love that. So anybody who reads Superman knows this. It's not like a deep, deep cut, but nobody who reads Superman, like, probably knows this at all. To get into Superman's fortress, you need a giant key. So I love that. I love that cut. Go to my fortress, can't lift my key up. That shit is hard.
What are you doing? You're fast forwarding?
Yeah, why are you doing that?
Because it's long.
It's not.
You're tripping, bro.
It's not that long. Like, we're going through
bro,
it
quick. Bro, you ain't heard shit yet,
can we play it on 2x speed then?
Why do you want to do that?
No. come on, Josh. Why would you kill it like that, bro? Trust me, this shit's got bars.
Keep it going, keep it going. Keep it going.
You
dealing with someone that can't live for arenas. Wait, run that back. The Jack of Levinas. Justice is blind, but that bitch can see us. Me in the back, the ultimate team up. Lord of my fortress, you can't lift my key up. I'm on lowest and fly with my knee up. I look your way and that shit might just heat up. I'm in the gym and I'm missing with Kia's. Criminals better get low as a Caesar. They see me and seize up and start having seizures. When I'm in the booth, you know the procedure. Cold is my breath. Now let's take a breather.
Flying around. This part right here, this part coming up.
Hard.
This goes nuts. This goes nuts. Like
nuts.
He does a full breakdown. And I gotta say, like after going through this, if you're not a Superman fan, I don't know what's gonna make you one.
You gotta be now. And listen here, if you're not a Robin fan, this will make you one after this. Listen to Robin. I had to watch it so many times just to hear Robin. Robin had me dying. Robin's like, hello. When am my daddy gonna get to speak? You just can't take over my daddy's song like this. Like, bro, you gotta hear it, bro.
S on my chest, crisp time, family crest. I'm a real man of steel, yes, steel is my flesh. So all the villains that try to hit me be feeling depressed. One time I thought I died, it was just a deep rest. Woke up feeling refreshed. I should make it where I don't have any enemies left. And all crimes all pop, big in Kennedy's death. But I will still have some enemies left, offending me, yes, identity theft. 10 on my right, 10 on my left. I don't really have the energy left. But if you won't smoke, I'll be at the chimney step. Faster than speed and bullets, stronger than the locomotive. When it comes to bad commotion, then I gotta hang the code up. It's a lot of coming gores, but they never put the code up. When it comes to super shit, boy, you know I talk the code up.
Just
you don't hear Robin in the background. Robin's in the background. How are you gonna go take on my daddy's song like that? You ain't gonna end. My daddy need to go. And then you see, watch, Batman gets hyped right now. Batman had me dying in the second verse.
My daddy's song.
Let
me out-rap my daddy on his own song. All set to be changing.
Oh
my daddy.
Daddy. Daddy.
What you like to do, daddy?
Hey. I'm about that. I'm about that.
I'm about to prep. I'm about to prep out on this shit. I'm about to prep.
I'm about
to prep. I'm about to prep. I'm about to prep and go investigate a crime scene.
Prep,
I got my scanner in detective mode to find scenes. Oh, look, a threat from someone's clothing in the.
That fool said, I'm about to prep. I'm about to prep out on this shit. I'm about to prep.
And the rest of the song is pretty much this. It's great. Go to Ace Vane's channel. Check that shit out. Shit's funny. Fat Signal approved. Let's move on. Okay. Pal World. The Pokemon Minecraft.
That's Pokemon Fortnite, Nightcraft, all that shit.
So I know that's like kind of like it's not the first time it's happened. Like, I don't know if you guys have been on the App Store just surfing, but there are the app market is flooded with copycats. So this isn't like...
How many Mafia and GTA clones are there?
The thing is that none of them have like hit this hard. So it's never been like a thing to talk about. It's just kind of like, oh yeah, it exists. I don't, you know, I've tried it. It's not very good. You got to pay to win, you know, bullshit like that.
Boo called me earlier wanting to play it, but his computer couldn't handle it. And we're like, time to get a Steam Deck.
If you guys were going to do this, right? Like you were going to, I don't know what, make a game based on like an existing IP... Like, what would you rip off?
I was trying to think of this, but like a lot of the games I was thinking about, like Boo and Roth, like wouldn't even like, I can't to these guys say that I want to rip off Battle Network. It wouldn't be big enough. So I've been trying to think like, how would I even rip off? Like, how do you rip off shit that's already like constantly being ripped off all the time? Like when like they're copy and pasting themselves so often,
oh,
like
yeah.
I wouldn't even have begun to think, like I'm trying to think of what games are out there that are lacking that I could rip off it. Like I would obviously,
dude, I would mix Sonic and Mega Man.
That would be pretty cool.
And do a mashup with those two.
If I were to do one, it would be like Super Mario, right? Because you know how like Odyssey brought in the 3D, except like,
yeah,
you're an electrician, right? And so you use you travel through electricity instead of like pipes to get to different areas.
I know that there's games that I would love to just make. Like I've always naturally wanted to make my own Metal Gear, right? Maybe I would have it to where you as the player could use like supernatural powers and shit, like kind of, you know, they made Raiden like a super ninja.
Yeah.
But, and like they go all crazy and shit, like hyper, not hack and like slash. That's cool. But I played like a D&D type thing with some of the Metal Gear folk the other day. And we did like a Metal Gear inspired like game of it's called Fist. It's like a new tabletop. It's like super simplified. You don't need a character sheet or nothing. Like we could play it on here. It's just like,
oh, nice.
And go thing. Yeah. And they did it like all Metal Gear style. And it was fun as because the characters could have like supernatural powers and shit like that. So like if I were to rip off Metal Gear and like, Ghost Mission kind of does it actually. Is Burn Below Games did Ghost Mission, where one of your things you can do is like phase through things for a little bit. Like it's like stealth camo, but it's a limited time. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's
I would neat. Do something in that vein. That'd be pretty cool for me. What about you, Boo? What would you rip off and just make your own?
To me, Power World was like an actual when Ash Ketchum leaves with Pikachu to become a trainer. Got no money or anything. He's just out there roaming. So they give you a kid's fantasy with Pokemon that he runs into friends and they live at people's houses or they sleep. This shows you an actual Pokemon trainer going out there to be a, because let's be real. How many, if the Pokemon had guns in it, how many like Team Rocket would probably be shooting these dude, the Pokemon?
Yeah, I always thought about that too. Let's like the guns have to exist in that world.
Team right? Rocket is like a Crip or Blood yeah. gang, bro. It's like, or your Asian triads, bro, or some shit. I mean,
people
like
have
that.
Asked the so who, people what, have asked the creator of Pokemon, like, do people eat like Pikachus and stuff? And it's like no comment. So, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Like Tim said when we were talking earlier about when he played the game a little bit, he hit the with a stick or a wrench. What was it, Tim?
My fist.
He punched him.
You know, in the hood ain't gonna sit out there and try to do some real legit like, shit. These is gonna try to do some gangster. Hit these niggas with Cadillacs, nigga. Yeah, bro, exactly. Driving down the street and see a Charizard. And I'm driving, if I'm driving a Ford 50, a Ford F-150, and I see a Charizard, and in the hood, they don't have Charizards. I'll be the man. I'm running that straight over.
Take him to the hospital, get taken care of, and then now he's mine.
Think about it, though. Think about it. Exactly. They got the Pokemon Wellness Centers, right? Take him there. What happened to him? I hit that, man.
Hey, I accidentally hit a Charizard.
Your premium would go up on that one for sure.
It's like, you know, but it outweighs it, the cost and of one. At
I would say the ideal game is GTA in Pokemon, which would be a real setting. That would be pretty city, sick. But with Pokemon.
Yeah, I've thought about that too. Yeah, like where you can get in a car and shit with the Pokemon. And
what was the one? Have you, Tim, you're into the monsters and mechs. What was the, where the dinosaurs wore shields and guns and missiles?
Is it Digimon?
No, Digimon was a complete ripoff of Pokemon. I'm surprised they didn't sue them, bro. And if I was a lawyer, I'd bring Digimon to the table. It's called Digimon.
That's why they can do it. It's legally distinct.
Yeah, just because it has Mon at the end.
What do you mean legally?
That's all you got to do to change it. That's why Power World can do what they do.
Yeah, it's not called Pokemon.
But they...
And like, they don't have an actual Pikachu.
Wait, Digimon was not part of Pokemon? That was separate?
That's what I'm saying.
That was a complete separate.
My mind is now blown. I thought it was fucking three. I thought they owned it somehow.
You're funny, dude.
Like a spinoff and shit.
Now, Tim, if you mentioned Tron, how would you flip Tron to where you wouldn't get a copyright?
Make him not look gay.
Fuck.
I never thought that.
Yeah. How? I never thought they were.
I never caught that from them.
Yeah, it's just a little skin tight. It's a little effeminate. I just give him more toxic male armor.
Now, can I ask you a question? You're a superhero fan, and that's a lot of skin tights too. So how does that affect you there, but affect you non in other ways?
And a lot of over underwear.
Very obviously. Buff dudes are not gay, as dictated by social media standards.
Wait a minute. But there's buff dudes in Tron.
You can very clearly just slap, spray paint a dude, throw a cape on him, and it's fine.
Wait, so is that why it's okay for like football to be manly?
Apparently. I'm saying I wouldn't make him gay to sell it more. I don't give a shit if you're gay or not. I'm saying you want to sell Tron more, you gotta sell it to the toxic dudes.
But in the second Tron, they were manly.
Were they?
In the second Tron, the remake, the new one with the new technology and everything, they were manly.
Sure,
I get it when you're talking about the first one, the old one, but the newer one.
Just make them robots.
See what I'm like, gangsters and shit?
That'd be funny.
Wait a minute though.
No. But this is coming. No. This is Tim who bought two figures from RRR, where these is doing some of the most sus shit in the world.
But they're totally straight.
And he's talking about making Trump. Okay, Tim. I don't know. Certain times in that movie you're like
out there you can do that,
yeah, but then you're gonna use the same narrative in Hollywood. You can't work it that way, bro.
You can't do that.
You're saying Hollywood, if this happens,
I mean, you're making my point. They can do that there, we can't do that here. So
he said RRR is suspect.
Yeah, bro, there's things in that, and Tim knows it. There's things in that shit where you're sitting here like, huh?
They are very touchy-feely over there, but that's a cultural thing, right?
Not gay.
Yeah, okay. Like I said, like you saying about Tron, I'm going to definitely say, like, if this shit was definitely
literally I'm serious. Watch every meathead go to our comment section and be like, yeah, make Tron less gay.
Damn, I never got that from Tron, man.
Which one? That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
You like Superman. Your ass likes Kid Hunter. Y'all like gay shit. Tron is gay.
Wait, Superman's gay? What the fuck?
Oh, he is now.
Says the man who loves Batman.
Batman is 1,000% gay. You guys misunderstand. I'm not knocking it down. I'm saying what it is.
Says the man who was like, this is fire earlier in the show. I mean, this is all over the map. Get him mad. He starts going the
right wing. If
you're
not a fan of Superman now, I don't know what will make you a fan of Superman.
That's what I'm saying. That is drenched in modern like hip hop vibes. If that doesn't make you a fan, I don't know what will. Because everything else, okay.
My number one cartoon and shit that I go to is not Hunter. That's my second. Dragon Ball Z. You can't say Dragon Ball Z is gay, so.
Nah, that's gayer than gay. He ditches his wife to go fight with other muscly men.
Yeah, after having like three kids though.
Yeah, because he doesn't know how sex works. He's dumb and stupid.
Hey, you can call it what you want. Goku's the man. I don't give a fuck what you're saying.
He's the man who, given the chance, would probably suck dick because he thought it would get him stronger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just tell Tim, all you right, gotta guys, do. Tim's just all you gotta do is clip, tell him, hey,
this will increase your power level by 1,000. I'm on it.
That's hilarious that Boo's quiet on that.
That's what I'm saying. He knows I'm right.
No, I can't even entertain it. No, I can't.
Yeah,
you don't want to entertain it. That's what it is. But
I can't imagine.
Logic dictates. Goku can't. That's all he chases is higher power levels. You're telling me that if King Kai or some shit didn't tell him there is a magic saying dick that if you suck, will take you beyond God level. You're telling me he wouldn't. In 2 seconds?
No.
Come on, no. That's denial.
My Goku's denial. An American straight man,
that's
bro.
Denial, son.
No. Tim, that's what you're... Tim, so you're basically saying that any man has no price...
I'm not saying any man. I'm saying Goku.
I'm not
any man is
Goku's
not Goku.
No,
that
Goku,
you can't hold any man to Goku standard of power obsession.
Tim, that's like me asking you the question, or any man the question, would you... Let a guy
you're comparing cartoon logic to reality. I'm saying by cartoon logic, that dude will suck dick. Nah. Yeah. I'm sorry, but that's how it is.
Nope. Nah.
Like
you just turned nah.
Like, dude, the second he gets told that, Chi-Chi will be like, no, what are you doing? Don't suck that dick. That's not you. But Chi-Chi, the power levels. That's how that's gonna go.
You're wrong. That's why I'm not
I'm
even
not,
a,
I'm really not.
Josh ain't even responding, bro.
Josh checked out when we were squabbling, dude. He's...
What'd you say, Josh?
Waiting for this arc to be completed.
Exactly. He's been checked out.
Exactly, because Josh is like, you're over here talking about Goku. So I like Goku.
Josh is like, God damn it, I have to do so much editing.
I know exactly what Tim's doing. Like, it's funny. Like, I get it. It's... I don't think it's like, oh yeah, I like gay people, but you know, even gay people would be like, oh yeah, you know, that's super gay.
That's gay.
Yeah.
He's super gay. I'm sorry, Boo. Goku is gayer than gay.
I don't think so, sir.
I know you don't.
And you're calling me gay, and I'm not gay.
I'm not calling you gay. That's you associating Goku with yourself.
No, you're telling me this. No. You're telling me straight up that Goku's gay. I don't see that. So you're telling me that I don't see that, so I'm okay with everything that Goku's doing, so I'm okay with him, so he's gay. And obviously I'm gay or something because I don't notice it.
That's you twisting things, taking it personally. I'm not talking about you,
Boo. No, listen,
I'm talking about Goku.
You backtracked it by saying,
I'm talking about Goku.
You
you're taking
that.
It way I'm, too personally,
you work
bro.
Out.
You're taking Goku yourself, and anytime anybody offends your man, you take that as a hit on you.
Because I got Goku socks on. What the
You're not Goku,
me?
Boo.
I feel I'm
You're
Goku.
Not going to suck dick for power levels. He
I
will.
I know I'm not. That's what I'm saying.
And you don't have to worry about
Goku's
me saying anything on you. I'm not talking about you. Not everything is about you, sir.
I don't think Goku would do it, though.
You guys.
Brain, how can you say that when superheroes are look the way that they do?
That's the point I'm making, is that we'll let a lot of shit slide and call it not gay. But when certain things are hit a certain level of gayness, it's suddenly not okay. We're flip-flopping what is and isn't okay all day.
Like, it's not He-Man and shit. Like, you could say, like, you know, He-Man's kind of like, you know.
Thank you. You can say He-Man. You can say He-Man.
Like, you know, there's some suspect shit there. It's like, okay, well.
But that's my point, is that by the end of the day, He-Man isn't gay. But you can still say that. Is that, there's some weird things going on there.
You don't know that. He's never gotten with anybody.
So, you see what I'm saying? Like, a bunch of shit that isn't intended to be gay just comes out gay.
Now, Tim, if you had said Goku's bi.
Bi. Oh, now we're arguing semantics.
I can look at.
Bro.
Hey, it's the letters,
the
dude. Gotta go by their
gay,
letters.
Bi, yes saying or whatever, that dude will suck dick for power.
I'm just saying.
He will suck dick for power. Bi, and you can't deny that.
He might get away with it. No, I can deny it.
Deny it all you want.
I don't think he'd do it.
The only thing that's not making it like full on true right now is the writers haven't written it. But by their logic, they gotta work that out. They gotta establish, he only chases ladies. They have to establish that. Right now he's not chasing nobody. So he's, for all I know, after Goten, he's done with sex. For all I know, he's ace.
He has other kids. Look at the manga. He has another kid. What are you talking about?
That's not going to stop him from sucking dick for power level.
He's eating pussy for he's eating pussy for it.
And he'll do, okay, but my point is this. If you tell him a crack pipe will give him more power levels, he'll do it. Do you get what I'm getting at?
Goku does not do drugs.
He takes sensu beans.
It's a vegetable.
It's a thing that alters. Oh my god,
you can't sit there because there's broccolis and all that that help you with
we're getting beside
in your body.
He will consume it. He will put it in his mouth if it gives him power.
So he's like Popeye.
You could tell him this pile of dog doo-doo is gonna make him stronger than Whis and the purple god cat combined. It'll be done before you can finish the sentence.
The purple god cat.
Do you understand? Power levels. That's all that man cares about. And he will do anything to get it.
No, there's got to be a... There's gotta
they
be
haven't
a
drawn that line. They haven't drawn that line.
Because they haven't put him in that situation, Tim.
This whole episode is about make-believe in the first place. None of this talk is real. I don't know why y'all getting so mad. I'm just saying by their rules... That's what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that by their rules, he will suck dick for power levels. They have not established, finally, once and for all, that he will not. Debate's open. And until they say otherwise, dude will suck dick for power levels.
Does anybody else suck dick for power levels?
Vegeta, 1,000%. He's trying to catch up to Goku. Come on, he'll suck dick faster than Goku.
The most masculine anti... This
are usually the gayest.
Okay, now you're capping. Now you're capping. I know you
usually gay. Have something
as
to hide.
As soon as you said Vegeta,
yeah, the one with the most to hide.
Saying that Tim didn't all
the
of them
one that's in the closet.
Tim, with such fear. All of them are like that. Then Tim, all of them are like that.
Yeah.
Then you can sit there and say One Punch Man.
I'd say maybe Piccolo, but not Vegeta.
Piccolo, like, no. Piccolo is literally asexual. He doesn't need to have sex. He can just reproduce all on his own. In fact,
what if he wants to? He likes to. What if he wants to? No, what if he wants to?
Okay.
What if he, no.
Well,
Rob.
He could be gay.
What if he just likes sucking cock?
He could be bi.
What if he likes
sucking cock? They haven't said anything on that. For all I know, he could.
That's Tim's motive for the whole thing.
For all I know, dude, you are absolutely right. Piccolo could be that way.
That's, if you're going to use the motive for that, you got to use it for all of them, Tim. You can't say, no, he's asexual. No,
hey, I'm not the one who has a problem with that, dude. I'm the one putting it out there.
No, but the point is, I'm keeping you with your narrative. Your narrative is sitting there saying, well, what if he'll suck cock for power?
Mm-hmm.
Goku's not even gay. You're saying, well, what if? So who gives a
I'm not saying
Piccolo's
what if. I'm
asexual.
Saying he will.
And I'm saying what and Piccolo will, too.
You're acting like I have a problem with that.
You got stern with Piccolo saying
no. I started to get into nerd logic a little bit.
Stern.
I started to get into technicality because at first I'm like, well, Piccolo doesn't even have sex. But okay, if you want to make the argument, yeah, sure.
Yeah, keep your narrative.
No, Boo. Once you said, what if he? Okay, I didn't argue. So what are we fighting about now?
No, I'm just telling you, keep the narrative going.
I got caught up in like, well, he doesn't really have sex if you want to go that way. But okay, sure. Boo makes a point. What if he does want to? All right. Piccolo sucks dick now too.
Are there any superheroes or anything like that that you don't think are gay, Tim?
Not at this point. By the internet standards, everybody's sucking dick somewhere.
Maybe Martian the Manhunter because, you know, he's a
Manhunter. Nah, Martian Manhunter for sure sucks dick.
Because he hunts himself some mans.
It's in the name.
Josh is like, there's no way we're using this is going to get bleeped out. All this dick sucking.
Some of the dick sucking will be okay.
No, it's just going to be Tim, bro, on his homophobic rant. That's what it's going to feel like.
If you're really paying attention, it's not.
It's not, but like you said, people are dumb.
Exactly. Exactly.
So yeah, you're going to go, it's going to sound like a homophobic rant.
I know. I know. Yeah. That's the world we live in. You have to sound like it, even though you're not being it, and people will still take it that way. So,
everybody's triggered for something.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
All right, Josh, what do you got to say before we leave?
These nuts.
There we go. Back to balls being sucked and shit. You know what I mean?
Balls.
Be good humans, y'all.
Oh, that was Rob's line. My bad.
I can do that.
I mean, it's,
I
listen,
it first, sorry.
It's called Dragon Balls, okay?
Balls.
Look, be good humans. Rob won't let me say it.
Dragon Balls.
I said it first. That's all good.
Tennis has
be good
balls.
Humans.
Be good.
That's right.
The world is a ball.
The world is gay.